And I hope you can feel as well. And it's a good feeling as opposed to not a good feeling, I guess. I want to welcome everyone to the Hagman Report. It's Thursday, the 26th day of June, 2025. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for your belief and trust in this platform. And I ask you to please subscribe to our Rumble channel. Of course, you know, we've been banned on all other platforms, video platforms, basically. Rumble, Brighton, we have not. And there are other options, but Rumble is our home. And just subscribe to the Hagman Report. We'd appreciate you if you do that, or follow. Click the follow button for the Hagman Report. That does boost our metrics. And a lot to talk about today, tonight, as usual. The news is moving at light speed, I got to tell you. And just before I begin, don't forget, this is our last show until July 7th. Now, it seems like a long time, but really it's just next week. It's just, we're going to be dark next week and, of course, tomorrow. So just letting you know. And the second reminder is we'll have a meeting of the supporters. Instead of the first week in July, it'll be this coming Sunday. So I appreciate those people who support this platform, whether you join us or not. Appreciate every one of you. I really do, because without your support, we would not exist. So with that, I want to welcome tonight Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, gen6.com, and of course, Renaissance Precious Metals. So with that, I'm going to bring Steve on. Steve, good to see you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Doug. And I, you know, what a treat it is. And for the record, tonight's going to be, pun intended, explosive, because we're going to be talking about the financial nuclear bomb that's going to go off in Japan's economy that is going to be more devastating to the U.S. and Western Europe than anyone can even imagine. We're also going to talk about the war horse. We're going to talk about the red horse, but we're also going to talk about the events that are unfolding, because, you know, it's a true statement. I didn't make it, but the most powerful statement I know on war is that, you know, the first casualty of any war is truth. And there are so many conflicting signs, so many conflicting pieces of evidence. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a history in this country of being lied to by the mainstream prostitutes. We have a history of no truth coming from the Congress critters, or very little. And we're now seeing the ultimate surveillance society set in motion by the technocrats, whether it's Peter Thiel or it's Larry Ellison, two of the billionaires, richest guys in the world, and the all-seeing eye of Sauron out of the Hobbits is coming into focus. And the reason why we're seeing this, ladies and gentlemen, is because humans are going to become extinct. We heard about the benefits of robotics, of AI, of quantum computing, of, you know, every kind of technological promise. But at the end of the day, Doug, it's about control and it's about the destruction of humanity. The jobs are not coming back, ladies and gentlemen. The jobs that are being taken and given to robots, given to AI, and even, Planet here, the brainchild of Peter Thiel, the point is that that's the all-inquisitive, all-knowing, all-eyes everywhere. And so we're talking tonight about some really important stuff. But I want to share this. A theme in the first hour is going to be the economy and the economic picture that's a reality break. Yesterday, I was talking with one of my friends, and believe it or not, I got a couple. Thank you, Doug. You're one of them. But we were talking about the 500... over $500 trillion in derivatives. And what's interesting is the five biggest banks owe $233 trillion in derivative. And basically, it's a financial instrument of IOUs. It then gets packaged and sold to other downline investors. And by the time you resell $233 trillion in derivatives, you can have $250 billion owed against the basis of the derivatives. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the plan is to dispossess Americans of their homes, okay? That was one of the biggest blessings we had in the United States that the rest of the world just envied when we could own our own home. Remember the days, those of you who are, quote, my age or maybe 10 years younger, but you could support a family on a single salary, you could send your kids through college, and you could pay off a mortgage in 20 years, and the price and cost of living was way down. Doug, we're being what I call indexed and assassinated at the same time. Everyone needs to understand you no longer are a unique creation made in the likeness and image of God, only image restored when obviously we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But religion and the, how do I say this, the all-pervasive surrender to the Luciferian Big Brother elite is in full force. Now, it's important, and I want to share this. I don't know the woman that I'm going to ask Eric to put the prophecy up on the screen, but I want everyone to understand something. I believe she's either from Australia or she's from New Zealand, one of those two. And if somebody knows, I don't mean to mislead, but she's from down under. But what's interesting, she has a different prophetic view on what's going on and what's going to take place in the United States. I have said on your show, Doug, and I think you remember this, that America is going to be hated by all the nations of the world, and we will become a hissing in their nostrils. Do you remember me talking about that in the prophecies of Jeremiah? We become
Yep.
So it's really critical that we start out tonight's program with this. Now, look, this isn't a political statement, but ladies and gentlemen, you cannot have all the disinformation, misinformation, spin. And we started the whole nuclear war dialogue when a couple senators shot off their mouth about 3 years ago about Russia using nukes on Russia. And then Victoria Nuland did the best she could to try and use Ukraine to destroy Russia. So in essence, I want everyone to understand something. We're in a time unlike any other. Jesus said there's never been a time like it, nor would be again, except he, Jesus, shorten the days for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. So I want Eric, if you put that up, and I'll read it because it's probably new to Doug, but I've read it a couple times. And what was interesting to me is I have never heard the woman, I don't know if she's a young lady, or the rapture. I said to one guy, I said, what will you say to the people that you've been lying to that have their hopes falsely that Jesus is coming next week? And what will it be? What will it be? What will it be? Young lady, or the rapture. I said to one guy, I said, what will you say to the people that you've been lying to that have their hopes falsely that Jesus is coming next week? And what will it be? What will it be? What will it be? And it's going to be unparalleled, and listen, it's going to be unparalleled tribulations before we get into the Great Tribulation. My opinion is that the Great Tribulation starts with the appearance of the Antichrist, and that has to happen after World War III. So I'm going to put this up. Thank you, Eric. I see it, and I've got to blow it up so I can read it, okay? And if you can follow me, Eric, God bless you. Thank you. Alison Pound, I do not know her. War has begun. Absolutely. And she said, while I was preparing to publish this, the Lord reminded me of that time when I began hearing military march tunes in my head. It went on for days until Anzac Day, 25th of April, 2019, when I finally asked the Lord about it. He said, get ready, America, for war. Get ready to hear military marches, to see military parades for shows of strength and power from your nation. Prepare to see posturing of such a magnitude you'll almost laugh at it if it were not so terrifying. For America goes to war, but I am not with her. I am not with this nation. I have shut the book on this place. For Babylon is fallen. She has become the place of crying wolves. Desolation, desolation is upon her. Weep and wail and mourn, you know what is coming. Anzac Day specifically commemorates the anniversary of the landing of Australian New Zealand forces at Gallipoli in 1915 during World War I. So Monday, 23rd June 2025, I woke to new headlines this morning. Donald Trump says Israel and Iran have agreed to a ceasefire. Apparently, the bombing Mr. Trump ordered his Air Force to carry out has brought about peace. He promises himself to be a peacemaker. God bless Iran, Israel, America, and the whole world, he says, which is not at all what the Lord said to me in the night. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I share this. I'm going to keep going, Eric, so keep it on the screen. You must learn to weigh this word, everything I say, against the word of God. And look, I can come on and say that, what I'm going to say, and people say, well, how does he know? Well, it's not how do I know, it's who do I know? And it all centers around a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Now, here's what the Lord said to me when he woke me in the night. Again, this is Alison Pound. While you have slept in that short time, much has happened. The Strait of Hormuz has been closed. That was the day that, the Iranian parliament said they're going to close it. More bombs have been dropped. War has begun. The war that will take the whole earth to war has begun. That's like a global world war. These are the final days before I return. Nothing will ever be the same again. Doug, you remember when I said that at Branson, the word normal will never be heard or seen again.
Oh, yeah.
And here's what was interesting, because I agree with this, but do not think that this is the tribulation. We're not quite there yet. That's what she's saying, the Lord said. First, this war between Israel and Iran, and now America, then more nations will come in. Egypt will come out in support of Iran. Britain will come out in support of Israel, and so it will grow. The nations will pick sides. Things will heat up in Ukraine also. Remember, I told you that France will be pulled into the war by their president, Macron. And then there is America. America, the brave, with their oh-so-brave and bold leader. He has put this nation. Now, listen to this, you guys. This is, whether you think this is God or not, take it to the Lord in prayer. But in essence, he has put this nation to war and painted a target on himself and the nation. The Iranians have said, again, I'm interrupting the flow of this prophecy, but they are going to take out Trump because of what he did to Soleimani with the drone attack on him. And that's what they are talking about. You will not have long to wait to see my words fulfilled, because time is so very short now. Much will happen this second half of the year. And then there will be cities that are not recognizable, bombed into oblivion. Yes, I speak of Tel Aviv and Tehran, and then it will come the shot in the head. Keep watching, dear one. Australia will send troops to war at the end of this year. Britain and U.S., France also. They will be patrolling your coastlines, and you'll hear more from your air base here. Not test flights, but surveillance. And then the last part of this is Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. I am the Lord your God. There is none beside me. My son shed his blood for all mankind. He paid the debt of sin, that heavy weight which was upon the whole earth. And still, mankind rejects my offer of salvation. War, the drums of war are sounding. Mankind wants to wage war. There is a hatred and distrust. There is a pride and arrogance. There's fear and all manner of wickedness at work. The hour is late, and I'm coming to make recompense. But before I come, the world will go to war. The cup of iniquity must be filled before I can come and make recompense. Because it is written, all of my words shall and must be fulfilled. And the season, and this is really important right here, and the season you are entering into is the season of war. The red horse has ridden across the earth. Peace has been taken from the earth. I remember, Doug, coming on your show and saying three times I heard that in one day. And I was just pulling to my garage, beeping, the radar in my truck beeping, and three times. And I thought, nah, this is just me. And by the way, finally, on the third time, he said, this is me. And he said, the Lord, Jesus, and peace has been taken from the earth. Do you remember when I said that? The peace has been taken from the earth? I mean, that's over a year ago. Now, listen to this. This is really interesting. The red horse has ridden across the earth. Peace has been taken from the earth. Whatever nations that have been at peace will no longer feel at peace. All nations will be on alert. People who never had to watch their back before will be watching their back. The news reports and all media will be full of war talk, speculations, fear-mongering, and false reports. War will dominate the headlines. Are we not seeing that? And very shortly, all eyes will be on America. The eyes of the Arab world, the Muslim world, the eyes of Russia, China, Canada will be watching. Germany will be watching. The governments and nations will be paying special attention to America, to their claims and to their actions. Claims in their actions. In the end, no one will come to her aid. Now, this is really critical, Doug. This is the thing that jumped out at me like nothing. I mean, all of this was there, but this is what jumped out at me. In the end, no one will come to her aid. She will desperately need aid in the time to come. America will be under attack from within and from without, and none will come to her aid. And Revelation 18:9, and the kings of the earth who had committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning and standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for one in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Now, I think it's important that God, you know, look, God's the only one who could declare the end at the beginning. But this is what is so important is that, I mean, this is, if you will, God's battle cry. Now, we're all hearing the battle cries and the lies of the mainstream mucus brokers. We're all hearing everybody's twist. We're all hearing and seeing the graphics. We're all seeing all that. But what are we seeing beyond the headlines? What are we seeing with the things that don't line up, the big, beautiful bill, that's so filled with surveillance. And would you put up now, Eric, if you would, the Ron Paul article? It's really important. And Doug, we're talking about the ultimate control grid, the ultimate knowing all things, the devil's attempt at being omniscient. He can't be in all places all the time. Ron Paul, President Trump is unleashing a great big ugly surveillance state. That's in the big, whatever, big beautiful bill. Now, if you go down to the second paragraph, okay, let's see. We'll start with the first one. Doug, you want to read that? I'll give my voice a break here.
You're talking, okay, so from the start, right?
Yep, on March 20th.
Yeah, so on March 20th, President Trump signed an executive order eliminating information silos. The order directed heads of federal agencies to make sure officials designated by the president, quote, have full and prompt access to all unclassified agency records, data, software systems, information technology systems. The executive order did not attract much attention until it was more recently revealed that the administration was working with tech company Palantir to create a database containing all information collected by all federal agencies on all U.S. citizens. If I may interject this, that's been in existence for the last 25 years. I just want to interject that unofficially. Okay. A database consisting of all information of American citizens collected by the various federal agencies, such as the Social Security Administration, the Department of Health, Human Services, Pentagon, it would be a major step in creating a total surveillance state. Okay. Yeah, we're already there. This database could come in handy to future Dr. Fauci's seeking to enforce mask and vaccine mandates. Those with access to this database could see personal health records, educational records, tax returns. They may even be able to see how many firearms individuals have purchased, if they were associated with any organizations and government had labeled extremists. I'm going to tell you, they already have labeled us extremists. But okay, we'll continue. Despite the obvious threat to liberty, the Big Ugly Database poses some commentators and influencers who would normally oppose or at least be skeptical of expansion of the surveillance state or supporting it because they believe it will be used to locate illegal immigrants or invaders. Some conservatives are supporting this proposal because it will help identify students who have publicly opposed the U.S. government's support for Israel's actions in Gaza. Ironically, many of those supporting government cracking down on the anti-Israel students came to fame and in some cases fortune as critics of wokeness and cancel culture. Folks, I just want to interject this as well. I told you about the, and Steve, I just have to opine here for a minute. I told you about the consortiums that are being coalesced of conservative influencers, commentators, podcasts, where the carrot, of course, is, hey, come on over, join us. There's strength in numbers, and you will be rewarded handsomely through from revenue from advertising. It's already happening. Platforms like InfoWars, no. They said no. I can guarantee. In fact, I thought Alex had mentioned that this week. I could be wrong. Us, we said no. Okay. And they're going after everybody. So if you don't cooperate, you're going to be on the shit list. Okay. If you want to put that back up and I'll continue reading that, that'd be great. Now I'm on a 10-second delay here, so give me a second here. I think it's about a 7-second delay. Stand by. And Steve's right on this. Okay, so the abandonment of liberty because fear drives people to trust government promises of safety is a phenomenon that we have witnessed several times this century. An obvious example is the way many former Friends of Freedom supported the Patriot Act and other infringements on liberty following 9/11. We also saw it during the COVID hysteria when many embraced masks and vaccine mandates. If you did, you're an idiot. They didn't say that. I did. Following the 2008 market meltdown, normally rather staunch opponents of government intervention supported the bailouts because why? Well, they agreed with then President George W. Bush, who said he had abandoned free market principles to save the free market system. Go figure. Okay, that's like saying, you know, we got to burn this place down in order to save it. That's what they're doing. And this is that. You want me to continue, Steve?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Palantir, and Alex Jones covered this in his own, based on his own research. I'm not sure exactly what findings he came with. Palantir, I'm having trouble reading that. Let me see here. Hang on 1 second, Steve. I'm having my preview just went out. My preview monitor just went out. Okay, there we go. I got it. That's fine. Palantir, founded in 2003, has worked on helping government become more efficient at collecting and storing information about U.S. citizens. The company, which was named after Seeing Stones from The Lord of the Rings, is one of the first companies to see the potential in the surveillance industrial complex that developed post 9/11 and the Patriot Act. Palantir is literally the creation of the surveillance state since one of its early since one of his early investors was InQtel, a venture capital firm controlled by the CIA. And for the record, because I remember back at that time, we were never part of InQtel. And I just want to say that. That's back when we had the HomelandSecurityUS.com domain. Anyway, those discouraged by the surveillance state's continued expansion under President Trump should be encouraged that more Americans than ever, including many who voted for President Trump, are seeing through the lie that the only way we can be safe is to surrender our liberty to politicians, bureaucrats, crony capitalism. This should inspire us to redouble our efforts to spread the message of liberty. And I have to say, kudos. I agree. Because in Maslow's hierarchy, There you go. There's exhibit A of exactly that. So, Steve, you're 100% accurate on this. And I want to be transparent. Initially, I was for the Patriot Act. I was for that. I was for it, but I was ignorant, uninformed. I didn't do my research, but I quickly I was for it just for a little period of time, but then I realized exactly what was happening, and I apologize to anyone I ever misled for that, but I've got to say, man, what a vicious, covert, now overt way to put us in the surveillance panopticon and make us all subservient to government control. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, that's been one of our findings in the Glyph Project, ancient symbols, signs, and signals for the total enslavement and destruction of mankind. What we've been able to find, Doug, are actual fallen angels, as described in the Bible. One-third of the stars from heaven followed Satan, Lucifer, the dragon. His tail swept them. And we're finding individual identities. And we're telling people, you get the Glyph Report, we're watching the battle plan for the ultimate termination of the human race, the controlling, and I've got a new word I'll share with the Hagman listeners tonight, and it's the puppetization. In other words, the takeover of human free will by Lucifer's lies, by Lucifer's lovelies. Those who believe Lucifer's lies, they will betray anyone and everyone, including each other, because they want to be the top dogs. Well, they're going to end up being the double-headed dogs of hell. And what's important is the Glyph Project that we're working on tells us in advance. And people say, well, how can that be? It's because every single act that you see in the political arena, every single nation is scripted by Lucifer himself, and then different legions, and a legion, you know, can be up to 6,000, multiple legions of fallen angels and or demons. A demon is a disembodied spirit. It is not a fallen angel. A fallen angel is not a demon. That's something that is astonishing to me, that people can't separate that. When Google ran their quantum chip Willow, I told everybody, and Doug, I still don't think people get this, so maybe you could put it into better, more coherent speech, but when we started out with Google spending, and all those guys spending close to $500 billion amongst IBM, AT&T, all of the people from Google and Meta, and I'm leaving out some of them, you know, spending a lot of money on artificial intelligence. And what I want everyone to understand, the end of that experiment, looking for parallel universes, ended up basically being ancient glyphs, symbols. So just take the word glyphs out. I think I should have made it easier and just called it symbols. I think I'm going to change that just because people don't seem to understand. It doesn't matter what language that you're dealing with. We're dealing with Sumerian. We're dealing with cuneiform. We're dealing with Egyptian hieroglyphics. We're dealing with 126,000 ancient Chinese characters. We're dealing with Sanskrit. We're dealing with all this. And the people that have been brought into this project are PhDs, multiple PhDs, and some of them are mind-blowing intelligent. We have two child prodigies that they're separate countries, different place in the world, that were raised by a couple of smartest physicists in the world. And I mean, I'm not going to just name drop, but what is God has raised up, and God raised it up, are the people to give the people of God a warning. It's not fortune-telling. Behold, the Bible says God is the only one that can tell at the beginning the end of a matter. But Doug, I'm telling you point blank, Christians do not, forgive me, Lord, claimants to Christianity don't believe that we're in the battle with invisible principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, the rulers of present darkness of this present age. Yet what we're seeing now is the plan to seduce mankind with the same two lies that were in the Garden of Eden. He shall be as God, knowing good and evil and everything. You don't need God. You'll be able to worship an AI God. And I'm having problems with my wife. This is an example. Or I'm having problems with my job. Whatever your problem is, and they will go to this image of the beast, and he will give them the supernatural evil advice, and people will be seduced, and they'll be going on. Yeah, I had this horrible problem, and the AI gerbils or gremlins, let's call them gremlins, that's a good name, or as the late Jeff Cooper used to call them, he was one of the most famous pistol guys, a Marine, but he used to call them gremlins, and he had another word for them. It was really goblins. When you know, those of you who are familiar with Jeff Cooper, Colonel Cooper, he never talked about bad guys saying, well, those are bad guys. He said goblins. He said, there's only way to treat goblins, and that's to take them out. One of the most excellent pistol teachers in the world, and very famous. And then there are a lot of offshoots of those who trained under him. But, I mean, goblins is a good word. And so we're watching now the gobbling down of humanity, the gullible, maybe it's a gullibling down of humanity, because they believe that there's such a thing as artificial intelligence. It's the biggest batch of horse feathers. There you go. Nicer Steve. Horse feathers than have ever been on the planet. And the power of seduction always comes in vanilla or chocolate flavoring. 31 flavors of seduction. You can choose it. So because the churches in America abandoned the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no conviction of sin. Sin has been avoided. There is no mention of Jesus. The Holy Spirit's job, his assignment from God the Father, is to lift up Jesus. When churches don't lift up Jesus, guess what? There's no conviction. When there's no conviction of God's righteousness, then men cannot turn from their wicked ways. And, you know, it's amazing, Doug. I got an email today from a guy who was really grateful for, you know, listening to us, listening to me on your program. And he was out there, I mean, by his own words, I won't embarrass him or anything, but out there, he was out there. And he said, thank you. I kept hearing you talk about Jesus and something in my heart. He said, it was sounding like my twin brother, but he said, man, I was bad. And I said, join the club, but Jesus is good. And so what I'm saying is I'm seeing the power of redemption in the face of some of the most ugly things. I make no apologies. I am not ashamed of the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. But where is the repentance in the land? There isn't any. So without repentance comes destruction. And God is going to individually mark those who are his own. And, you know, Eric, if you could find Sir Isaac Newton's quote, at the time of the end, it's Newton's quote, amongst basically amongst much clamor and much anger, you know, God's going to raise up people that are going to understand the scriptures and going to reveal to the scriptures. But Isaac Newton said, hey, it's not going to be easy going. That's my paraphrasing. And just look up Isaac Newton quotes, if you would. I meant to give it to you, but I got tied up before we went on the program. So it's important that people understand. Measure everything by the word of God. I mean, I'm battling right now. I'm battling the people that said there are good aliens and bad aliens, and that God created all things, and therefore God created aliens, and therefore they're subject to the redemption of Jesus Christ. They didn't call Jesus son of Uranus or son of Jupiter. Now, the false demigods were called that, but Jesus was called the second Adam, the son of man. And the second Adam gave us a new life. The old man is dead. So what is critical, and why I'm bringing that up, is because we're hearing all the quantum talk. We're hearing superpositioning. We're hearing singularity. We're hearing we're hearing about string theory, all these theories. And I'll tell you what, it's all in the Word of God. And what's interesting, and this is where it gets really phenomenal, when you know what went on in the Google laboratories. The only ways, and the reason I know, is somebody who was there present got a hold of somebody who's on our team and told them what was going on. It flipped them out when they were hearing voices, when they were seeing references to mythological events, when they were seeing cuneiform, you know, it looks like chicken prints on clay tablets. That's my opinion. But all of those, you know, all of those impressions have a lot to say. And Doug, you know what the majority of all that is talking about? All the different, it's talking about the wars between men and monsters. Okay, that would actually be a good title for a book, but I'm done writing it. You know, the point is that we are now watching phenomenological events happening, that there is no framework outside of the Word of God. Because when the Bible says, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth, for your adversary, the devil, has come down amongst you, knowing his time is short. Isn't it interesting? The devil can tell time, but the people of God, who should be able to at least tell the seasons, can't tell time. I don't know what they do. Take their watches off, say pull and bam, you know. Or my favorite thing is people say, man, I got to find something to do with my life. I got to kill some time. I said, if you knew how precious time was and that the clock is ticking on you, you'd want to redeem the time, you know. So I don't know if you hear people say, I'm going to go kill time. I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to go this, do that, whatever. But we're now at a point where World War III is coming to our shore. It's going to be here, and it's going to happen so fast and furious. There's no real telling the truth of how much of the weaponry that Biden abandoned in Afghanistan, and it's all showing up all over the world in the black markets. I mean, I can tell you this, even black market plutonium, I just got this number, everyone will love this, 1 2.2-pound plutonium core goes on the market for $100 million, okay? Well, you and I would have to take our newspaper route money and work for a billion years to get that. But here's the thing. There are people that $100 million is pocket change. So what's happening is the nuclear market, and Medvedev, former President Medvedev, Dmitry Medvedev said, because the U.S. is bombing Iran, no declaration of war, and Iran didn't do anything. Now, look, people have got to understand, Iran, I'm not an apologist. I'm telling you, Iran is the most powerful supernatural empire in history, so important that God identified it in the book of Daniel. The Prince of Persia withstood him. Michael the Archangel, Gabriel the Archangel, they had to team up to get the answer to Daniel's prayer after 21 days of battling. I don't know what that battle looks like. I'm sure we'll see it when we get to heaven, but that's a big deal. So that's why I've told people, I said, look, we can, you know, all this centrifuge stuff, the depths of the uranium bunkers, you know, I mean, you can't get them if they're a mile deep, in you know, solid granite. You can't get them with 30,000-pound bombs. And so when I heard the president, I said, God, let him have somebody, a reality talk with the president from the Pentagon that knows what's really going on. Today we found out that the theater defense missiles, that 21% of them were already used up in Israel. Did you see that article?
I did not. No. Well, go on. Continue.
Well, all I'm saying is this. Do you want to take a BB gun on a hunting trip for lions, or in Montana, grizzly bears? I mean, the grizzly bears are mean suckers. They're not like Yogi. There's no boo-boos. A friend of mine, new friend, I met him today, Wyoming, he was showing us two bears fighting grizzly bears, and he said, no, I wasn't taking the picture, my game cameras were, and those suckers were tearing the gut pile of an elk. They were fighting, and I'm telling you, these are two of the biggest bears I've ever seen. I mean, you've seen giant bears in Alaska, Kodiak bears, and even polar bears, but I'm telling you, everybody, the reason this is significant is because we don't have the military hardware. And when I heard President Trump say, see, I don't believe that people want him to know the truth because they want him to do foolish things in relationship to starting wars or trying to enforce the American Pax Destructus, a piece of destruction on people. And he doesn't realize that a 30 1,000 bunker buster bomb is a far cry from a 5-megaton nuclear warhead or a 5-megaton kinetic warhead. We saw the pictures of kinetic warheads. There's no radiation. There's no thermal blast. There's just the sheer force of kinetic energy going at sometimes 14,000 miles per hour. And I mean, they're measured in minutes, and the craters look like something out of a nuclear. So there's no residual radiation. And there is nothing that the United States can do at this point to recover. Hillary Clinton betrayed the United States. Historically, she gave Russia the uranium, if you will, refining rights. So we're supposed to be building up our arsenal. Well, by 2030, we won't make it to that time. And people say, well, where's all your dead people with the Deagle Report? Now, I deal with some pretty much sinisterly stupid people, okay? Well, that's so unkind. Grow up. When people don't recognize that, gee, I think, isn't this June, coming to the end of June, the 1st of July? We've got some pretty well big events coming. And how many people truly died in COVID? It was not the numbers they admitted to. It is numbers beyond most people's ability to think. We're talking hundreds of millions of people dead in Asia. We're talking tens of millions of people dead in the United States. We're talking about, on a global scale, probably close to 500 million people. 500 million. Well, gee, we only have to wait for something. So what is the higher form of killing? They will use nuclear weapons. The Illuminati, the globalists. And by the way, the Illuminati comes from the word Lucifer. And I think that what is problematic is there was a time when Lucifer kind of hid behind, you know, well, if you believe in that stuff, you're crazy. But now he's ready to announce his presence on Earth. And when the Antichrist shows up, it is not not just an isolated event. Two witnesses, clothed in sackcloth, the prophet Enoch and the prophet Elijah, the only two men who have never died in history. Moses died, and the angel of the Lord had to bury him. God chose to bury Moses someplace that the people couldn't worship the dead body of Moses. But what we're seeing now, we're on God's prophetic timetable, and I think that this is something people have got to understand. They may not like God. They may not want to talk about God. They may want to worship the beast in the form of whatever electronic mind control configuration that they can get. But we're at the most problematic intersection between reality and prophecy that anyone could even have imagined, and it's playing out in real time before our eyes. Go ahead, Doug.
I'm not sure I can add to anything there. You know, the thing you mentioned about the I always have stuff to add, I suppose. Right now, I'm seeing more and more come up about the depopulation agenda. If you know where to look, you can find documents involving people like Bill Gates with respect to, you know, his ownership of farmland and the reason for that, aside from the obvious, you know, the control of the water supply. You can take a look at just a number of different things that to me play into the ultimate. Well, would you let me turn this back to you, and would you consider where we're at right now the ultimate end game of the Luciferian globalist leadership cabal, whatever? I mean, would you say that's what it is?
Yeah, we're having the countdown for the last, you know, 20, 30 years. the ignition point, you know, as you hear 10, 9, 8, 6, you know, and the rocket goes up, we're at the ignition point. The rocket's going up in the air. That's a good metaphor. Literally, we are now at the flash point. That's another good word to use, okay? You can have a line of black powder and a cask of black powder, like the cartoons, and you know, or even the old Westerns, and they light the trail of black powder, but there comes a point when the match or the flame is right at the keg of dynamite or, you know, black powder, and it blows up. Well, the manipulation of the news, you still have the lying communist slime-sucking pig left, and you still have the kissing the ass, I'm sorry, of the right trying to legislate all this stuff away. In other words, we're going to have peace, Brother Doug. We're just going to, you know, peace when there is no peace. And you know, I think it's critical that most people don't understand. We are at a flashpoint, and we are at the point now where all the red lines have been crossed. Russia and China do have mutual defense treaties with Iran. Russia and China and other countries, that's what Dmitry Medvedev said. By the way, I like him from the standpoint he's pragmatic. You know, he's got a great attitude towards leftist NATO women, in my opinion, Defense Department officials. You know, why has NATO given all their war-making powers over to ladies? Oh, you're a misogynist. No, I'm a realist. And, you know, I read the headline, and I thought, man, he nailed it. You know, and he called them female dogs, okay? And I won't go so far, but and I don't hate women, but I do not appreciate women trying to be men or the satanic sexual slaughter of young men, young women, the deviant mutilation. And in my opinion, I don't care. Maybe you know this, Doug, but who was it that just okayed it? Oh, I know that jerk, in my opinion, that just won the primary for New York. You know?
Oh, yeah, that communist Muslim that everyone, I, you know, Steve, and I don't mean to take you off track, except to say, how in the hell can a city elect a communist Muslim piece of shit like that to lead? I don't get it. I don't understand. Help me understand.
Well, you know, it's almost like the confrontation between the Muslim and the communism, and he wants to spend $65 million to allow the transgender surgery. I got news for him, you know. Woe unto New York. And by the way, again, I rest my case. I've never changed my tune after 35 years on talk radio. 5-10 years before that on newsletters until you and I started one after 9/11. But I was in the newsletter writing business before that. And what was interesting to me is, where are the people protesting? You guys know what real estate penthouses are going to be worth when the, you know, the sheet show, S-H-E-E-T, begins to show up. I mean, already people are starting to panic. Where were those people? Why don't they spend their millions, at least one or two of them, and start fighting against this guy? There's big money behind it, Doug, and Satan never runs out of cash, okay? He never runs out of what would you say, seduction, or to the capability to seduce. But so here you got, is his name Amande or Mandani, the guy that we're talking about, and he basically, now remember, ladies and gentlemen, he believes that the return of the Mahdi, which is in essence the last, if you will, savior of Islam, he's hiding in a well. Same thing that Ahmadinejad said, and that this is, I'm not mocking it, that's what he believes. I'm talking about Amandi or whatever, you know, not Almond Joy, but whatever his name is. And I think it's important that we watch New York. New York is going down, has gone down. It has become, and Doug, a rat infested. It's interesting because whenever you have dying and decaying organic matter, the rats show up, okay? And the rats are infesting that. And by the way, Germany's got a power. I'm not talking about their two-legged politicians, but Germany's got a rat infestation too. And what's interesting, vermin carry lice. Vermin are the vectors or the carrying agents for bubonic plague, rabies, all kinds of bad stuff. But what's happening is that people think they can live in their penthouses, but what happens? They get in the elevator and the power goes out. What I'm told, and if I can get this across to everybody tonight, what I'm told is the cyber attacks are coming from Iran. They're going to take the entire, this isn't BS coming from, you know, some Pentagon unthinking tank, but they're going to take down the entire grid over North America. They're going to take it down. And so I tell people, you know, well, we'll be able to fix it in a couple of weeks. You're just a fear monger. Are you kidding me? Guess where all of the transformers and 99% of all of the electrical grid control devices, everything's made in China. Oh, guess who put a tariff on China? And I'm telling everybody that tariffs are terrifying. I'm telling you, the economy is dying. I'm telling you, people are being absolutely, what's the word one? Inflated unto death. We can't even, you know, you can't feed a family on four. And what I want everyone to understand, whatever you make a year, doesn't matter. If you make 100K a year, your earning capacity or earning power is knocked down by 30%. So you're making 70,000, but you are paying all your mortgages or car payments or whatever thing based on the gross pay, but it's net pay. But then inflation, Doug, readjusts everybody's earning capacity. It's why people who are living on fixed incomes, you can't, with a 4% cost of living increase, you can't keep up with 30% inflation. And now we're watching store after store, mega chain after mega chain, closing stores. And now you're watching, too, people starting to take notice. And sorry, but they've had a year and a half of listening to you and I together, and me and whoever else is talking about it, to watch the food disappear on bogus reasons. Oh, it had an undeclared soy or undeclared wheat or undeclared peanuts. And in essence, or, you know, they're taking it all away from, you know, 250,000 cans of Spam, okay? You know, and it's amazing to me. And then 250, it's a quarter million each time, 250,000 cans of Dinty Moore beef stew. God bless Hawk. I remember when he used to tell everybody to go out and buy a can of chunky beef soup, you know, once a day and put it away. Well, now they're taking the chunky beef soup out because Campbell's had all of their production lines, the product both in their warehouses and coming off the line, seized. And so people simply can't recognize that, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be old Mother Hubbard going to the cupboard to see, you know, to fetch your poor dog a bone. And by the way, I used to rewrite the fairy tales. I remember part of them. I just rewrite them. My kids would look at me and go, where is that? But anyway, another story. The point is that we're watching the orchestrated starvation nation coming into play. We're watching the necessity of people. How should I say this? We're watching people being put into an impossible situation. It's one thing to have 30% price inflation. Then you add into it shrink inflation or shrinkflation. I mean, I went to look at some kind of chia crackers. I like them because supposedly it's a Mayan superfood, you know, garlic and sesame. They were $10. They used to be $4.95 for 4 ounces. Now it's $9.95 for, you know, 5 ounces. Well, gee, I got an extra ounce. Yeah, but you also doubled the price. So you what we're watching, here's the key. Everybody who's in business wants to maintain a profit margin that is impossible to maintain with their current pricing structure based on the cost of inflation. So they have to raise their prices. But guess what? 256 Walmart stores, you know, are closing, I thought, by the end of this month. Maybe it's by the end of July. And 37 million. So take 37 million by the total number of Walmarts. There's a lot of people that are going to be eating. Then you take the fast food chains. Gee, what happens when the, you know, the rioting cities, when truckers won't go into them? Or then, I don't know if most people know this, but truckers now have to even drive with, if you will, an armed guard patrol because people will steal their food. They pull into a truck stop. Man, I mean, it's getting really bad. I know somebody that knows couple of truckers that have hundreds of trucks running, and they said, we're not going into any city where there's any form of rebellion going on. And Doug, it's getting impossible for the insurance companies to cover some losses now. So they're even putting food losses under the terrorist exclusion language in insurance policies. What is the number one asset that most insurance companies invest in? Commercial real estate. They either bought buildings with rental income. Guess what's happening? The commercial real estate market's dying dead. Go ahead.
No, I think 67% of commercial buildings have over 80%
vacancy.
Thank you. That was the word. So, and that's true. Because I'm very close to the insurance industry, and I do understand how that works. So, yeah, the collapse, as you mentioned earlier, and I think this is really important. We're watching this structured takedown. It's not really a collapse. Even, I mean, for example, what we're watching, some will say 9/11, the buildings collapse. That's not correct. Just like the takedown of the United States, it's not a collapse. It's a structured takedown from whether it's decimation of our military, despite Pete Hegseth, despite Trump, despite whatever money gets thrown at this, the infection has gone so systemic within all of the different parts of the U.S. We're kind of cooked at this moment in time, unless there's this mass awakening. I just don't see how any one segment of our country, outside of the Bible believing Christians, can survive what is coming. Because I do believe, and Steve, tell me if you agree with this, I believe that those who follow the Bible, who understand that the only salvation is through God and through Jesus, I believe that there is a hedge of the hand of God protection is over that segment, that part of our population, to be most generous. However, I don't see anyone else being able to survive what's coming.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. And Eric, if you could put up Luke 21:36 again. I'm sorry, Doug, I was just jammed for time, and I would have
said, go ahead.
Yeah, but Eric, put up Luke 21:36, because it's a critical prayer that I think everybody should be praying who loves Jesus, seeking his protection. Look, some of us are going to die and go to be with Jesus. Some of us are going to be, we don't escape, but we have the knowledge that Jesus said he's with us, lo, even unto the end of the age. So what Luke 21:36 says is that, you know, we're to watch watch and pray. How many people, Doug, do you think, and I don't know this, it's a hypothetical question, but I'm praying, I think the majority of listeners to our program, that means your and mine together and individually, know what's coming down. Because a lot of them, you know, look at our friends that have gone to be with the Lord. Greg Evenson, Russ Dizdar, you know, Bob Griswold, Hawk, all of these people that I grew up with on talk radio for 20 years, that you worked with Russ, you know, for the time you worked with him. And we are now, Russ's book, The Black Awakening, now we're having the Black implementation. So I want to remember or get people to remember this. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you might be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. That's Luke 21:36. And Eric, if you could hit the Amplified, because the Amplified uses the actual Greek or Hebrew words, it has a little bit more defined meaning. And by the way, I used to argue with all the King James people. I am a King James person. That means, you know, I learned the Bible in King James, but the Amplified Bible, we're talking to a lot of people, Doug, who are just wondering, where do I go? How do I go? And I'm telling everybody, if you want, go online, go on, you know, read the book of John, the Gospel of John. Find out who Jesus was. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word of God is Jesus Christ. So, in essence, Luke 21:36 in the Amplified gives a lot more clarity to it. But we're told to watch and pray, and that we might be worthy to escape. God always honors free will. But if people choose by their free will to go, I got this handled, God, I'm telling you what, that attitude will not get you through it. But to those who lean on, trust in, rely on, then that's a different thing. Because I can prove this historically. There is no case in the Old Testament where God's people had victory without God being on their behalf, fighting for them. And whether it didn't matter if it was King Jehoshaphat, it didn't matter King David, God fought for them. And for the record, everyone, when Joshua and Caleb went across the Jordan River into the Promised Land, everybody they encountered, 31 tribes, were hybrids. They were mixed genetics. And that's why God told them to kill every man, woman, and child. Oh, what kind of a merciful God would do that? And it's important, I'll read this just in a minute, Doug, but it's important to realize God has his image and likeness. He created us in that, image and likeness. But here's what is critical and Amplified. I encourage everybody to get an Amplified Bible, but keep alert at all times. Be attentive and ready, praying that you may have the strength and ability to be found worthy and to escape all these things are going to take place and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man at his coming. I don't think that's shoddy advice. I think that that's an astonishing statement there. But keep alert at all times, not some of the time, when you feel like it, let us skip a day. Be attentive. When you're attentive, what your focus, and you want to take in, you want to learn, and you want to discern and be taught something from someone that knows more than you do. You know, I've learned something in life is that find people who are smarter than you are and learn from them. Okay, because I know that people, look, I don't mean this, but I've been walking with Jesus 53 years with 2 years backsliding. And I mean, I'm not proud of that, but I'm only saying that God has answers. And to those of us who seek him and seek him with all of our hearts, we're going to find him. And the voice of the Lord is a critical weapon in these last days, because, you know, we need God's gifts of the Holy Spirit, especially discerning of spirits, especially faith when we're surrounded by unbelievers, especially miracles. I know people right now that listen to this program that are listening to us and responding and they're saying, pray, pray. And I said to the Lord, Your word says that Jesus had to deal with the unbelieving religious people who wouldn't believe him for what he said, but even wouldn't believe him for what he did. And I said, Lord, Jesus said, if you don't believe me for the words I speak, believe me for the miracles I do. I said, boy, Lord, this period that we're in, there wouldn't be much faith if God didn't grant to people the measure of faith to be saved, because we live in a world where the attack is on Christians. I'm going to tell everybody this too. You're seeing it now. You're seeing the implementation of the Christian hate. And you're seeing that guy that just murdered. I don't know if you saw the article about the guy that had a list of pastors he was going to murder and crucify. And he did crucify one pastor. And he put a crown of thorns on his head. And he basically took into Jesus. I rebuked him. I think he had Hebrew letters on his neck tattooed. I don't read Hebrew. Maybe somebody who can respond to that. But this is the nature. Anybody who goes to a church that does not have an armed guard, that isn't a 500-pound donut-eating, coffee-drinking, that guy that by the time he moves from the front of the church to the back of the church, you know, it's next week and Sunday. I'm sorry, but that's how most churches, quote, had armed guard. God bless the man that stopped that guy that went into a church, and he not stopped the shooter, a lot of people would have died. And that's something that I can't deal with. I can't deal with pacifist Christians. If you believe in Jesus and you're going to a church fellowship, you should ask, what kind of security do you have? Because the easiest mark, that means the easiest people to take out, are Christians unaware in churches. Same thing for Christian schools. Same thing for general schools. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't even begun to see blowback yet for what's going on in Iran. The terrorist cells are so numerous. And Doug, kudos to Greg, New York Prepper. Kudos to the people that are watching and monitoring the emergency action messages and watching the flights of aircraft over to the Middle East. And what they don't understand is they can't decipher one-time pad. That's the ultimate form of encryption. You know, and Bob Griswold, I think, did a program with us on it once.
Yeah, he did.
Yep. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you can't decipher one-time pad. It's the ultimate code. It can't be broken by the NSA, anybody. You have to have the key, and both the transmitter and the receiving, or the person sending the one-time pad code and the receiving, have to be able to lock, and they have a way of checking the verification, the number of characters, etc. When that goes out, you know that those are going out. If you identify the area of the country, because you can, I don't know how they do it, but their guys do it. But that's when you know that it's going to get, payback's going to be a bitch. I'm sorry. It's going to be a really, really bad thing. And because politicians, remember everybody, they can go hunker in their bunker. They can go basically do their obscene deeds behind the scenes, and they can come on a smiley face and, I want your vote. I tell you, I will fight for your rights. Yeah, they'll fight to destroy them all, take them all, and then divide them up all. So what I want to share this. When I started in the survival business, this is important. Reflecting, one of the things I tried, and I didn't have any influence, but I had enough where certain people read what I was writing. I said, you need to have a Department of Civil Defense and make it part of your triad. What the Russians have done, and the Chinese, they know this. The old mutual assured destruction. Well, nobody had ever used a nuke because we use them, they'd use them. No, wrong. Wrong. If you can shelter your population, you can initiate a first strike. Thank God that, and I mean this, thank God that there's some rationale, and it's coming. You know, President Putin tried to hold out the olive branch to Trump, and Trump was the beneficiary of the entire national security apparatus and the military bigwigs trying to destroy him. They ended up stealing the election. And the guy that was telling it like it is, look, here's the thing. When God raises up a nation to judge an evil nation, God pleads with that nation that's going to be destroyed. But what happens when the pleadings end? I'm only saying this, when a man does that which is right in the sight of the Lord, they don't go whacking weenies and chopping breasts off in Russia. They don't allow the pink-haired mongies is the plural of mongoose, you know, and all of the travesty and the attack upon the God-ordained marriage, one man and one woman, you know, and the procreation of children. Now you have the attack on the children. And so what most everyone's missing, and I believe this, even the most outspoken people, thank God a couple of them now are getting the word genocide. This is the genocidal annihilation of the next generation children. You know, we're losing the birth rate because we're killing our own, you know, we're losing the battle. Oh, wasn't the birth control wonderful? Pill wonderful? Yeah, until you realize that the excreted pharmaceuticals, and I was one of the guys that talked about this 30 years ago on talk radio, you cannot filter excreted pharmaceuticals. There's xenoestrogens, plastic water bottles. Estrogen has a, how should I say this, a chemical castrating effect on sperm production, okay? And it's interesting that notice the amount of bald young men. I had a meeting, a lunch with a couple guys today, and I think there were five of them with beards. I went up to them and I shook their hand. I said, I trust guys with beards, you know? And I looked over at one guy, and it's funny. It's really happened. I looked over at one guy, no beard, and boy, and it wasn't because of beards, but he was on a different planet, okay? Just different planet. But all the guys who had beards, you know, it's kind of like a camaraderie. Look, we're not all trying to be, you know, a Duck Dynasty, but we're trying to, basically, these are men's men. Most of them, I think, were from Texas, you know, and if you guys, Texans are different. I like Texans, you know, but the point I'm trying to make in all this is that we committed genocide, chemical castration. There is no way to screen for excreted pharmaceuticals. That word didn't even have any relevance until now. It's coming back into the public, if you will, a public forum. And people are going, what happened? Where's the birth rates? And so when you get all these people that are coming into the United States who are basically saying, with our women's wombs, we're going to destroy you in the West. And they, you know what they said? I have to agree with them. You Western kafir can't even reproduce. And they said, we don't have problems. In other words, Muslims don't have a problem with low sperm count, but everybody in the West does. See, that's interesting. It is genocidal maniacs that are Luciferians that are not just satisfied with sacrificing the children in the womb, abortions, infanticide. They're not just satisfied with taking all the children off the streets for sacrifice. They want every female that is of a childbearing age to be whacked and zapped with some kind of sterilizing agent. Look, they just found out that Bill Gates was doing that in Africa, you know? I mean, that story was out there, and now it's even getting more legs. Or how about meat? Genetically altered meat being snuck into the food chain, and it actually has a property, the genetically modified stuff, that makes the body revolt against it. So I don't know if you get the picture of that. You know, if you make synthetic meat and the body takes that into the human genome, and then you can't live without genetic meat, gee, you just stack the deck in your favor. Or Gardasil for young women. All of the bull crap vaccines. Look, how is it? You know, can't pull any more hair out, okay? I wish you could glue some back on. But the point is, how is it that even now, if you go into CVS Pharmacy in Bozeman, it's one of the only three or four are still open, and they've got big signs, free CV19 vaccines or free flu shots. They've proven that the flu shots don't work. You know, and if you watch any kind of, I watch the History Channel and, you know, Skinwalker Ranch, by the way, I recommend that to everybody after Skinwalker Ranch. What a great show, in my opinion. And, but the pharmadethicals, okay, that's a new word. Pharmadethicals, not pharmaceuticals, pharmadethicals. And pharmadethicals take your testicles, okay? A little poem by SQ. The thing is that we're watching, if you will, we're over-medicated, we are under-educated, and they're taking us out of existence and heightening or speeding up, accelerating the death of humanity in order to bring on their transhumanism hybrid monsters and the, if you will, the demon possessed robots.
I get it. And I just want to say this, if I can, that goes back to give people kind of a better understanding, I think, of what you're talking about with the analysis of the symbols or glyphs, hence the Glyph Project. Pretty much what you're saying corresponds, is consistent with your findings in the Glyph Project, which gives insight into the coming time, the events ahead of us. And so much of what you're saying can be verified. It's not only biblical, but it's verified in history, recent history, and it's also prophesized again in the Bible, but also shown in your work product in the Glyph Project. That's
really easy. I want everyone to understand, glyph is just another word for symbols. Petroglyphs means symbols in rocks. Astroglyphs means symbols on other planets, or even crop circles could be an astroglyph, depending if they're real crop circles or, you know, man-made ones. I'm talking about real crop circles, the ones that have been, you know, even identified 1,000 years ago. I'm watching the absolute panic, excuse me, in the world of the computer atheists, agnostics, and Luciferians, because God's promises, there's nothing that's been hidden that won't be made known. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the ancient symbol language, people can't figure out how can you guys get that? How do these guys communicate with symbols? This is why, to the occultist, Doug, that you've worked with, a certain person, I want to define the sex, and symbols you found about, you know, symbols mean something to them. And usually the person who's demon infested, possessed, has no problem reading what the symbols mean on, you know, it looks like the average person, man, somebody's on LSD and just going loose with a paintbrush or with a paint spray can. No, they know exactly what they're doing. And so what we've been able to do, and this is very cool, by keeping the main computers that we use off of the AI sites, we do use AI sites, but after they're not hooked into our network, I'm talking about network all over 8 different countries, you know, 4 different continents. And what we're talking about is that these entities are making themselves known by feeding their symbols with our, how should I say, translations. I mean, they'll even come back sometimes. Oh, clever. This is one of my favorite ones. Oh, clever. You figured it out. You know, I mean, they're sarcastic. But Jesus, I want to share this with you. This isn't to tantalize. It isn't to be like, oh, gee, a high-tech Ouija board. No, this is to give the people of God warning, because the whole world is going after quantum computing. The whole world is being seduced. The whole world is being set up for the ultimate kill. The whole world lies in the evil one. And that doesn't mean, oh, we all have a big sleeping bag and a slumber party in, you know, Satan's latest place on earth. No, lies in the evil one. There is no truth in the world outside of Jesus. You're watching what I would call random facts, even in the political realm in this country, we're watching the same process in the contemporary world right now, that with the Republicans in control, that we are watching when the Democrats are in control. What is it? What do they say? Two sides of the same coin. But the fact of what we're talking about, a plant here, and Larry Ellison's project too, is a big deal. He's on record saying Oracle Computers.
Yeah,
he's on record as saying, we want to know everything about everyone. And for those of you who don't have anything to hide, it shouldn't bother you at all. Well, how come it's telling me that with all the money you got? And, you know, excuse me, you're telling us that you are our overlords or technolords, not Lord and Savior. See, what they're saying, I'm not saying this, but they say, you're just a bunch of little people, you know? They claim this, we the kings and the kingmakers, because money, the Luciferians have all the money in the world. They do, because the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, the love of it. But with the love of money and huge bucks comes control. And I remember how many times I've said this. At the end of the day, every single law, every single ordinance, every single proposal is about control. You can't control yourself, Doug Hagman. You need me, you know, a pink-haired, purple people eater. I need to tell you because I'm going by my emotions. Doug, you need to listen to me. And you just want to go, you know what you want to do. And I'm very careful. The point is that Americans don't think anymore, but they will be forced to come to the conclusion of when the food's no longer in the stores, who's going to come to the rescue? I mean, this is a question, you know, Mr. Investigator, that's a statement of respect. Who's going to come to the rescue of those who wouldn't even make an effort to maybe think, hey, maybe I should have a couple of bottles of water? Now, I'm not of that belief. I believe you got to have 90 days and you have to have a way of growing your food. Even if you do what's called pirate gardening, find a riverbed or a stream bed, you know, and this obviously doesn't apply to Montana where we've got snow every other day. By the way, we had snow 2 days ago. The point is in the mountains, but we have to understand something. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. Can God protect his own? Absolutely. Will God protect his own? Absolutely. Or he'll take his own home. You know, I mean, I know you must think in the night. I mean, I know you do. I mean, we know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. You must think, you know, boy, I miss Russ. And I bring him up as just somebody that was so impactful in my own life. Boy, I miss Greg Evenson. Boy, I miss the attitude of Greg. What a great, but most people don't know he had a fabulous voice because he was barrel chested, but he was no nonsense, you know.
I should bring this up. I forgot to tell you this. His wife was listening and it was in our chat room a couple of weeks ago. I don't know. What did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you that. And at least that's what this person said. And I believe that to be true. I didn't engage her, but with her at all. But I thought that was really interesting given your relationship with Greg and my acquaintance and friendship with him as well. But my goodness, you know, but we've lost a lot of people. Go ahead. I wanted to tell you that and I forgot. So
where I was going to go anyway. You think about him in the night. You go, Lord, why did you take him so early? I do on Russ. And I know God's ways. And then I answered my own question because I knew what God spared him from some really horrible stuff. And I won't go into detail. Why did you take Greg? You know, Greg had, he was a man's man. I counted a blessing. He was my friend, you know. We've had some people that are astonishing. Romy Zaret, God bless her, a female warrior, a woman of prayer. I don't, I like, she used to give me peace. listening to her pray because she had such peace with God. And the Lord pulled her, took her home, you know? And again, her prayer, I remember talking to her days before Jesus took her home. And I said, Romy, you'll see Jesus this side of eternity before you go home. Go to heaven. And, you know, her daughters, God bless them, sent me a picture, and, you know, they asked me not to publish it, but her eyes got wide open. She was in a coma, ready to die, and a smile on her face, and she saw Jesus. And Jesus personally came for her. And that woman was like no other. I love her with all my heart. I know I'll see her. But she prayed and prayed and prayed daily. I thought, good night, she can pray hours, you know? And I mean, and then all the people we've known, you know, Doug, that have gone before us. And I can't, there's even a litany. Good night, Hawk. Hawk had tenacity. And he was one of the most tenacious guys I know. I love him for it. You know, no, man, grab your K-bar, go for it. And I mean, I remember being close enough to Hawk when the day after certain powerful, evil people came to his door. And Hawk, you know, I mean, what does somebody come at 2 o'clock knock on your door for except to do you harm? God bless Hawk. He said, you get the bleep out of here. I'm going to blow you with my shotgun, you know? And they didn't think he was serious. And then they heard the infamous, wonderful noise of a 12-gauge racking, you know? And God bless Hawk was a fighter, but he never forgot to warn people there's power in the blood. Same thing with Greg. The thing that impressed me about Greg Evenson the most, and we have talks and, you know, some stuff. And look, this is just, he asked me to honor certain things he told me. And even people in his own family didn't believe that Greg, you know, was who I would tell people with his permission, never spoke out of school. But I said, most people do not even understand what Greg was involved in. And he felt comfortable sharing it with me because he knew, yeah, look, we share stuff, okay? And it was such a blessing. And all the other people that have gone, you know, gone to glory. I mean, you know, I just think of this, that we can trust the Lord Jesus with all of our heart. How can anybody lean on their own understanding? Man, it's like, you know, Ricochet Rabbit. Those of you who remember cartoons in my generation, bing, 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 all over the place, you know? And the thing is, obviously, Ricochet. But the point I think it's critical for tonight is, look, there are events happening. Now, Eric, would you put up that thing I said with Japan? I want to get back to that because I kind of lost track a little bit. I want people to understand something. I know exactly what's planned. I know it. I cannot share it. I've been asked not to, but I gave that, you know? Now, Doug, will you read this? Because it's pretty easy.
The West refused to honor the exit payout of the USA debts Japan owes. So Japan has quietly said that the United States will see the financial and war melt down worse than the Japanese felt Hiroshima. Let me read that again. So Japan has quietly said that the U.S. will see the financial and war meltdown worse than the Japanese felt Hiroshima. That simple sentence tells the Cliff Notes version of the story, which is that Japan is fighting back and the U.S. and Europe will regret it. So there's a boatload of hurt. That's my sentence. There's a boatload of hurt on its way.
Now I'll fill in the blanks of stuff. And look, here's the deal. I want everyone to know something. If I'm asked to only say certain things and don't go further, I honor the people because I need trust, and they need to know they can trust me, and I need to know I can trust them. What this is saying is Japan's, well, in essence, U.S. double-crossed Japan. Japan wanted to liquidate some of their $1 trillion in money that was owed to them by the United States. The United States denied it, okay? Denied them. And so they went and did some other things. But the point is, that's a true statement that the USA will see the financial and war meltdown, a financial and war meltdown, worse than the Japanese felt Hiroshima, okay, and Nagasaki. That's the Nagasaki and Hiroshima, the two cities that were destroyed by Enola Gay and the atom bomb at the, you know, ending of World War II. So what, and I love the Cliff Notes version. Man, I love Cliff Notes. I remember I was in history of theater. As a filmmaker, we had to do history of the theater. And I'm not going to read Shakespeare's plays. Or I remember I wasn't going to read Goethe. I always loved the Cliff Notes version, you know? That's just, what's the synopsis? What we're giving tonight, Doug, is the Cliff Notes version. The bottom line is what's going on in the United States. We cannot make war against Russia. We cannot make war against Iran. By the way, we cannot make war against China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. And back to what Dmitry Medvedev said. All of these nations are going to give Iran massive amounts of nuclear armament. Nuclear armament. And ladies and gentlemen, they see the West. And look, I'm not saying this, but when the West yields to Satan, not that they don't, but the great Satan, then they're going to use everything at their command. I'm telling you, everyone, my sources, take it to the Lord in prayer. We're going under a cyber attack. And for that, I would just tell you one last time. I don't know if, you know, I'll talk again with Doug. Who knows what's going to happen next week? But I will tell you this, without power, you need to have power. Go to BeReady123.com. Get the biggest power bank you can afford. Get a couple of solar panels. And know this, that your primary effort is to keep your refrigerator going or your freezers. People have refrigerator-freezer combos because that represents something very soon that's going to be irreplaceable. And that's going to be calories. It's going to be, you know, the ability to have some way of preserving your food. And it's the most critical thing in the world. And so when everybody, and I get this, no kidding. Well, if I do that, I have to interrupt my planned cruise or my planned vacation. I said, you want a permanent vacation like Terminal, or do you want to live on and enjoy the life that God's given you? Look, I'm not making a pitch. I'm telling people what happens, and I'm under the belief that when the power goes out, it doesn't come back on. When the power goes out, you can try calling. Guess what? Your phone won't work. Electrical Regulatory Society or something, the people that monitor the power grid in the United States have warned everybody, look, we're vulnerable. I'm told that the, what's a word for a computer timed attack that's the software's already waiting to be initiated?
DDoS, dedicated denial of service, I believe.
Yeah, the software, well, that's a response, but the software's already placed, ready to go.
Oh, a Trojan program. Yeah.
But again, I want to ask everybody, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I like the idea that we've been blessed with running water. When the power goes out, there is no running water. What do you do when there's no water pumping? And if you've got a hand pump well, which, by the way, I live in a cul-de-sac, a pretty nice area, and everything is on, in my case, I'm on a well, and most people live in rural areas of Montana, have their own well and septic tank, but I can't count on power. I got a backup generator, but I got a hand pump, okay? And I can go out and pump, you know, and I check it, you know, I check it, self-priming. But water is critical. Interesting. In Bozeman, I have some friends. They have a business, and it's out at Four Corners. Those of you who've been to Four Corners, you'll know where that is. It's where the highways intersect from Bozeman going into the highway that goes up Gallon Canyon to Yellowstone Park. And they said, this is weird. Our well has run dry. Now, they're in a place in the desert where that could be expected. This is in the city. Bozeman's growing so fast, and not one person that I know of has said, we got to run a hydrology scan. The last time I think one was done in Bozeman's 30 years ago. Imagine the water level when you add 10,000 units. 20,000 units, and they're throwing up apartments, condos, and townhouses like there's no tomorrow. You'd believe that this is the center of the universe for townhouse building. And I'm not exaggerating. You know, all of our prime, Bozeman was known as the Valley of the Flowers. That's what the Native Americans called it. And we had some of the most considered the finest farmland in the whole country. We have the confluence of three rivers that form the Missouri River. There's always a chief complaint of mine, why don't you call it the Montana River? The headwaters of Montana, you know, well, it flows down through Missouri. Yeah, but it goes through a lot of other states too. But the interesting thing is that triggered my uh-oh, you know. I said, uh-oh. I said, how deep's your well? You know, and they're saying they're getting no response from the water district they're in. I think, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to, not because you all don't live in Bozeman, thank God, and for your sakes, and you know, there's just so many people coming here that don't recognize that every community, every county, every city has holding capacity. When you increase the amount of demand on whatever the city's able to produce in water or electricity or whatever your services that are linked to a central, if you will, distribution point, that's where the most critical nexus resides. And that's what I'm told is going to happen across the country. Critical infrastructure, power first, sewer, water. They're going to take down the, they're so, how should I say this carefully? They're so well thought out and planned that they, Doug, can absolutely hold the country ransom, but they don't want ransom. They want payback. So I don't know when, you know, I don't. But I'd say everybody who's watching this program, like, this isn't fear-mongering. This is absolutely critical that you understand it. Just do yourself a favor. Today's Thursday. The weekend's coming up. You know, go turn your switch off, or if you can, you know, turn your breaker off and see just what you take for granted. You'll go to the fridge. The fridge light will be off. You'll go to whatever, flush your toilet and won't flush. You know, what are you going to do with all the waste? Well, gee, the garbage guy comes by on Thursday. Not it happened on Wednesday. Go ahead, Doug.
No, I chuckled because we have to prepare, essentially, that prepare like it's going to be 1850, I suppose, or prepare like we're entering 1850. The same things that existed back then, I think, is what will befall us. No power, you know, communications will be barely there unless those people who have listened have cell phones. The power,
satellite
phones, I'm sorry, the power is not going to be around because of attacks on grids. And by the way, these attacks will not only be at the nation state level, but also from within, due to the people that Mayorkas and Biden, the Biden regime, let in. But again, this is all by design. So I think the wise person, Steve, can look at exactly everything that you said and prepare accordingly. And also the wise person can see that this is not just preordained. Well, that too, but obviously. But it's without a doubt coming. You know, you've said this, I don't know, for 20 plus years, you've been talking about this. And now that we're here, it's kind of a harsh realization to those people who are just realizing that the time is late. So, you know, I want to thank you for all of the times that we've been on together and you know, sounding the alarm bell and, you know, getting hit by your critics and, well, look, you've done a great service to awaken the masses.
And well, yeah, and I thank you for that. But the greatest compliment I got from my brother who sent me the email, when I hear someone say, thank you for leading me back to Jesus, thank you for introducing me to Jesus, I was this scoundrel. I thought, seriously, I laughed because I go, God, thank you. You're so faithful. You're so wonderful. You're so magnificent. I get to go out to the same kind of people I were. And obviously I'm using the wrong form of that word, because I'll get the language teachers. The correct word was. I said, well, I got your attention, didn't I? So the point is that I'm so grateful for your friendship. Look, this isn't a mutual love society. We both love Jesus, but I couldn't have done what God called me to do had it not been for you and I syncing up 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Over all the threats and all of the this isn't playing games. I love the cowards that say, oh, you guys just make that up. You're right. So what I'm saying is that God has preserved us. God is not done with you, Doug Hageman. God's not done with me, although I was done with me. I you know, somebody said, well, how much do you write? I said, well, if you're talking about writing myself off, quite a bit, you know. But, you know, I'm sure that God still has stuff for you to do and me to do. But I want to share something. I think this statement is so critically important. The only thing you'll keep is that which you're willing to fight and die for. If it's your love for Jesus, if it's your freedom, if you believe in the Constitution, and I think of all the veterans that are in graves that gave it all, or I see a vet, you know, with an artificial limb or in a wheelchair with no limbs, they have no legs. When I see that, I go, God, all of those vultures, now not the vets, but the vultures who sent these men to fight, knowing they were a bunch of traitorous, illegitimate, and the word of God calls those hybrids or chimeras bastards, okay? The word bastard is a God term. It's not, oh, that guy just can't speak without swearing. No, bastard is what God defined the offspring of the fallen angels and the earth women. The giants were the bastards on the earth. And the book of Enoch says, bring the bastards before me and slay them. That's God's given his angels command. So when I use that word, I'm saying there's a supernatural evil element that is motivating, empowering, and leading them on. So this is why, you know, when we're told in the book of Ephesians to put on the full armor of God, that's not optional. Well, I think I'll skip the helmet because, oh, I just have my hair done, you know, or I'm not kidding you. I just don't want to be bothered with that. I want to keep my beautiful mind, you know, Barbara Bush's statement. I just want to keep my beautiful mind free of all that. If you understood her real place in that whole relationship, you wouldn't believe it, you know. And the point is that we're now at a time in history where God says, now you're on my time. My time means, from the Lord's perspective, the time it is written, it will come to pass. So I know there are people arguing which seals have been opened, which seals have been broken. Look, we can have preliminary previews. It's just like dual fulfillment of prophecy. Jesus came the first time, and the people are the most religious. They could quote the law. They could quote the prophets. They just couldn't see beyond their own religious pride that everything they had learned and the Son of God fulfilling every prophecy was standing before them, and they're giving Jesus a hard time. And Jesus did not, he was not killed. He was put to death, but he was not killed. Jesus laid down his life and said, I have the power to lay down my life and to take it up again. And so when I'm seeing, I want to take everybody back to this, when I'm seeing stories of Christian pastors being crucified, and oh, by the way, the guy was, I'm not sure, I don't know his ethnicity, but he had Hebrew characters on his neck. That's not an indictment against everybody that has Hebrew characters, but I'm saying, Doug, he had a guy in Billings, Montana. He had a list, his hit list, of people he was going to murder, Christian pastors, and he was saying, because they're talking about Jesus. That's going to be the fate of all who hold on to their profession of faith, and only God can deliver any of us. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, I believe that God will deliver his people. I believe God will take some of us home. I don't know who, you know, I mean, I kind of expect the Lord to say, guess what? I'm taking you home next week. He doesn't work that way, you know? And I've said, well, Lord, can't you make an exception? But the point is that we're at this time period like none other in history. This is the end of the age. This is God's prophetic time frame. We're not going to be able to pull ourselves out of this by voting for the big bad bill or whatever, big, beautiful bill. Are you kidding me? The surveillance funding in that bill would make George Orwell turn over, and it would be 3868, doubling 1984. The ramifications are staggering. Planetary, isn't it interesting that billionaires want to control all the little people? And it's interesting because even the Chinese, the high-ranking Chinese, called the American public peasants, okay? Well, I don't think they like us. But again, China's got problems. China's financial problems are so severe that, according to my sources from that area of the world, they cannot feed their military. They cannot pay their military. And the amount of debt China has is pun intended, but it's off the charts. And if anybody understands the communist revolution that took place under Mao Zedong, Mao came to power on the promise of a real simple cup of rice. Under his rule and reign, that was a motivating power behind the Chinese Revolution, he promised everybody a cup of rice. Well, that's a pretty good promise if you're dying because you're not eating it, you know, whatever, if you're still alive and you can still eat. We're being set up for the kill. And unfortunately, most people think that The View to the Kill, I know it's a James Bond title, but The View to the Kill is no longer us looking over there at them. Oh, that doesn't bother me because it's happening here. They're blowing the bleep out of each other. But what happens when the bleep is blowing out of us over here? Okay, pastors, again, I don't know if we've got pastors listening to me. I assume we do. Do not have a congregation or a meeting in your church without having an armed, effectively trained guard that can watch people, that has not, you know, kind of like walking around just, you know, he's got to be alert. And I'm telling you, it behooves you to take the church funds to protect the guys that are paying the tithes and offerings, because if your church goes, guess what? So does your cash flow. Hello. You know, and again, Doug, I'm terribly concerned, and I don't believe unrighteously so, for the people that have kids in school, because you and I have both seen documents of the plan for terrorism. When it goes full bore in the United States, they're going to go after the easy pickings, the low-hanging fruit first. It's going to be school children. It's going to be Christian schools. It's going to be any place that's vulnerable. And guess where they like the most? They like churches, okay? Because churches, and some of them are getting really wise. Like Rodney Howard Brown, what a cool program he had, that if you go to his church, you've got to have an AR-15. I howled when I heard that, you know, I mean, laughed. What a great pastor. And he has people, for the record, Rodney Howard Brown was a great, African hunter. So I don't think the guy is afraid of charging rhinos, charging water buffalo, or lions jumping out of the bush. But he is alert enough to the times we live in. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there is no difference from the jungle that people find themselves in who live in the jungle areas, whether it's an Indian dealing with Bengal tigers, or it's the, you know, it's the Serengeti dealing with leopards and lions and jackals and hyenas. Jackals and hyenas, by the way, Doug, both transformed into Democrats and Republicans, in my opinion. And the people that want to put labels, you know, like Rand Paul, man, he's been solid. Ron Paul, we just read his article in the Air. Yeah. Yep. One of the brightest guys, I believe, now I could be wrong, but I believe Ron Paul, Rand's dad, was never invited to any White House function.
I think I wouldn't doubt that. I can't confirm it, but I certainly wouldn't doubt that because, and Rand is a really a chip off the old block of Ron. So, yeah. And you've got to respect that level of commitment toward the Constitution, the rule of law, and the intention of our founding fathers. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share this with you. The two things that I'm focusing on now, and I told Doug this, is less appearances. His show, Hagmann Report, is the exception. I'm focusing on the private briefings, which, for the record, if I told you who was reading those, you wouldn't believe me, so I won't even waste my breath. But I've been told this by pros, seasoned pros. They said it's the finest private intelligence briefing with so much detail that we don't even get this stuff. And when we don't get this stuff, whether they're in the agency, CIA, whether in the no such NSA, whether in the NRO, National Reconnaissance Office, whether this, whether that, you know. And so, if somebody thinks it's valuable, $150 a year. And that's one of the most important things we put out. And then the other thing is the Glyph Report. I'm telling you, the Glyph Report, there's nothing like it in the world. And if the world spends $500 billion to arrive at the results we're giving to you in the Glyph Report, separate subscription, $250 a year. And yes, this is an offer. I can only do these as long as the subscription base pays for all the people behind these products. And when I say that, I'm not talking me. I'm talking about at least half a dozen people, and they get paid real wages. They don't get, you know, well, maybe. No, they expect to be paid. I expect to pay them. And the thing is that I would say this, the Glyph Report, there's nothing like it on earth. And oh, by the way, the people that, or not people, the entities that are not of this earth are laughing at how easy it is to deceive humans. And one of the classic lines in the Glyph Report was this: can you believe it would be this easy to destroy mankind? Yeah. Now, that's specifically named fallen angels. And look, we're trying to show people the validation historically and through contemporary events of what Ephesians 6 is all about. And Eric, if you wouldn't mind putting up Ephesians 6, the first, six verses in the Amplified, because I don't think, Doug, people recognize that everything Ephesians 6 is addressing is supernatural evil. Supernatural evil. Excuse me. Invisible evil. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. But evil nevertheless. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, subscribe to the Glyph Report. I'm telling you, it's mind-blowing. And Doug, you would attest to that. People are saying, how? And the only answer we can say is, to God be the glory. No human being could have done that. No human being could have come up with that. No human being could have brought the team together. God supplied all in all. And to him be the glory. To him be the glory. And at least I can have a smile on my face and say, yep, Lord, this is very cool, because it's your story, it's your glory, and we get to be a partaker, those of us in the Glyph team and those of you who are subscribers, to something so vastly superior, meaning beyond anything any human being could have ever thought, and that Google, their Meta, their Willow chip, and obviously IBM's working on their version, Meta's working on their version, everybody's working on their version of trying to.
There's no good version. I mean, there are less bad versions, but there's no good versions.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And yet, the quantum computing realm is the quintessential apple, going beyond Eve and the garden that God planted Adam and Eve in. It is the ultimate seduction fruit, but that fruit's root is evil, because it's all designed to basically seduce, to basically reduce the people of God to thinking that a machine can outthink them. We have the mind of Christ, we're told, once we become born again, accept Jesus our Lord and Savior, repent of our sins, and walk in the newness of life, being baptized in water, signifying we're going into the water of the grave, coming up with Jesus. And look, I'm telling you, stuff happens when you get baptized in water. I told her, but I want to, you know, share with everybody this, that, I'm sorry, go to verse 12. I'm off in my brain. There you go. Let's start there. That being baptized is one wonderful way of saying, God, I am with you. Okay, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with the physical components, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so that you will be able to successfully resist the devil and stand your ground in the evil day of danger, and having done everything that the crisis demand, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious. So stand firm and hold your ground. Well, you know, there's a song on Christ the solid rock I stand. You know, all other ground is sinking sand. But until, Doug, I would say this. Lord, I don't mean to, you know, I'm not casting lots, but 98% of Christianity doesn't understand everything I just read. Thank you, Eric, for finding it, is dealing with supernatural evil. And that supernatural evil now has a place in everyone's computer. I forget how many computers are, but it's in the tens of billions, cell phones, and what the perfect avenue of seduction. And so this is what we're fighting for, is to give people the last opportunity not to be destroyed, because seduction is now, we're in the world of technological seduction, and it's all about taking out humanity. And in essence, they're saying, you don't need God, Bill Gates. You can serve an AI God. It's interesting. He used to be an atheist until he became a Luciferian. Interesting. So the point is that, and it's reported, that's the case. It's my opinion, but it's an educated opinion. And look at the fruit of what he's doing, 500,000 kids whacked in Africa, all of the Fauci. Fauci's a mass murderer. You know, I would think the black population of America would be calling for that guy's hide.
And the homosexual community, but I digress.
Yep. You know, but here's the thing. The people don't want the truth, but they want the relative index of what makes them happy. Truth is a person, the foundation of the world, created by Jesus. Colossians 1, I think 15, 16, and 17, three beautiful verses. But in him, Jesus, through him, Jesus, were all things that all things consist, they exist by Jesus. Jesus was the one that brought it all into being. God said, go create man in our image and likeness. And one of the most exploding, mind-melting moments that I know of in all creation is when Jesus formed Adam, which means clay, and breathed into Adam the breath of life, like he would give someone mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and Adam exploded with the life of the Spirit of God, meeting with the clay of man and creating a soul, mind, will, intellect, and emotions. And can you imagine what Adam would have known at that point of spontaneous, instantaneous brilliance provided by God himself, making man in his image? Can you imagine the wow factor of that? No, by the way, how did Adam figure out how to name, a million species of different birds and insects and animals? I know, he had a dartboard with a million different names on it, and just throw it and guess. No, he could know the mind of Jesus instantly. So when someone said, well, how smart was Adam? I said, before he fell, smart enough to know that everything he had, he got from God. Unfortunately, sin destroyed that. And sin is a power. It is not just an act. So the Bible says this, to as many as receive Jesus, Jesus gives us the power to become the sons of God. What a cool promise. What a neat thing. And what an important thing. So ladies and gentlemen, please understand this. You're going to have to fight for your family, fight for your little ones, fight for your sons, fight for your daughters. Don't let those those illegitimate slimeball devils in the school boards, you know, don't let them dictate to what you can tell your children. If anybody teaches wokeness, you get your kids out of there faster. If you have any power in your community to speak to the parents and say, look, you've got to recognize you're destroying your heritage. The Bible says children are the heritage of the Lord. So what does the devil want to kill them all? Because they're God's heritage. And ladies and gentlemen, fight, 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 fight with your prayer life. Fight with your hunger for truth. Fight with standing up against these blasphemous nameless entities, or a lot of them are named, start speaking out. If you go to, again, don't go to a church unless they have armed guards. I know the plans. How do I know them? Because I know the people that have intercepted the plans. So, and when I say that, I don't want to mislead. Because of my request, I do not know their names. They speak in different ways to me through different channels, let's just say that, not on the internet. You know, some show up in person, some, you know, say, hey, this guy knows I know you. He wanted me to give you this. I don't know who the guy is, but I know if the information is accurate, because Doug, you know this, as an investigator, when you're investigating crime, you're not going to tell the people the evidence you have against them up front, are you? You're going to let them trip themselves up. And that's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, with all the people, you know, that have taken, and I don't mind. I don't believe I have the corn on the market of giants, but I can tell you this, the people that take it and run with it, they don't have the background of knowing it firsthand. I do. I do. And so what I'm saying is I'm an eyewitness testimony to the things that God has shown me, not because I'm special. You know what's cool about being the chiefest of sinners, Doug? I don't have to fake it, you know? God's grace, you know, nothing more. What kind of a man are you that uses swear words? One that's believing God to change my mouth. But you cannot go on silent Christians who say nothing, do nothing. And look, that's between you and God. And every one of us has to come to this. I know we're just about on time. You have to come to this conclusion. The only person's opinion that matters is Jesus. And will you hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the place, my friend. Father, God the Father, has created for you. Doug, God bless you. May the Lord be with you next week, and you know I'll have you covered in prayer.
Sir, thank you so much. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate all that you are doing and have done. And I fully expect to be back here July 7th. That's a Monday, if my calculations are correct. And Steve, we'll be talking. Appreciate you. Great show tonight. A lot of information, pertinent information.